The third in this little sequence of comic creation tools is called Comic Master, which bills itself as a graphic novel creator. And I think that's a particularly useful way of considering where this is coming from. It's about telling stories. To do that, you're provided with an interface which is very much from the graphic novel genre. It's the kind of interface I'm sure the students would love. You start from a template which consists of four rows, and into those rows you can add different frames. So you can add just a pair of frames, a single frame, asymmetrical frames, and you build up the frames on the page, and should you need it you can go into a second and a third and more pages if you're if you have the time available to do that, or if your students are interested enough to do that. There are a limited number of backgrounds, I think it's just four, but that's not such a bad thing. It focuses you on the task in hand. The backgrounds can be zoomed in and out of by resizing them, so you can make the character or the situation move into the scene and move out. You can also rotate them if you want to create a different perspective. You have only four characters to choose from, and again, they're very much from the graphic novel genre. But they do. You can change the poses of the different characters, and once more, move them forwards and backwards in the scene so they appear further away or closer to if you're wanting to emphasise a point. You can also change the sequence if you've got more than one character on the page, and they can be moved in front of and behind each other. You get the speech, thought and caption boxes, as you'd expect to be able to get, and you can put text in. Again, you can resize them and move them about on the page. There are one or two special effects, which are a bit cheesy, like kapow type things, and a few props too. But the main focus, obviously, is on telling the story. And with any of these, I think the preparation that you undertake with your students in advance is paramount. It's all about thinking about what story they want to tell. It could be a situation where you've got perhaps older students explaining to younger students about a particular danger, crossing the road or something like that, and they're using a character to tell them how to undertake that. So thinking about that, it can be, you can use these characters to explain things, to describe what's going on. It doesn't have to be about creating a story from scratch. So I think thinking about the different uses offers lots of possibilities.